It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalai.
Thank you very much for coming through. Well, successful new gold mining technology, Martin, is being tipped as a game changer for the entire South African mining industry, and not just gold.
Yeah, not just gold, but also platinum and anything with ore bodies like Anglo Gold Ashanti has been working this on. They're very happy with the pilot test which went through at their Tautona gold mine. Up to now, they've been cautiously optimistic about this technology, but it's coming out now. They're calling it a game changer and something that could be migrated not only across their own company but also into the South African industry space, which desperately needs a technology of this kind, because we are going deeper and it's getting more dangerous, and the safety factor out of this is crucial. Not only is it a continuous mining situation, but it's blast free. So you don't have that old shaking up of the rock system and affecting the seismicity and adding to the danger. It takes people out of those vulnerable areas, and it brings in this modern technology that's proven, that can bore through rocks, that is able to backfill and let Mother Nature think that nothing has been taken out. And the beauty of it is that it goes around 24 hours a day. You know, it can be 365 days a year. And we haven't had that sort of paradigm in our mining industry, and as we get deep, we need that. And the beauty is that it takes the gold or the platinum, and only the platinum. There's no dilution, so the grades are mouthwatering.
Very interesting. The new mine development fund, Martin, that turns black emerging miners into controlling shareholders is expected to be operational by February.
Yes, I'm glad that the Public Enterprises Minister told Parliament, that's Malusi Gigaba, that this financial year we will have this mining development fund, because there is quite a bit of urgency attached to this. Of course, it is part of this thrust by the Public Enterprises Minister to involve all his enterprises, all 10, in developing industrialization and bringing people into the system. But it's particularly at the sharp end when it comes to Eskom, which is spending something like it'll spend 200 billion rand in the next 5 years on coal. And to 2050, it's going to buy about 4 billion tons of coal, and wants at least a billion tons of that to come from black-owned enterprises. And we're not talking about 26% here. We're talking about 50+1. So no longer co-piloting, but piloting the projects. And that's why you need this development fund. It's going to need unyielding political will, because this is not going to be an easy thing. And the developmental finance institutions are going to have to come forward with the private sector. But they're looking at, before the end of the year, being able to fund exploration activity first by black-controlled enterprises that firm up coal supplies for Eskom, which is desperately needing coal from 2018. There's already an urgent need for more coal from Eskom. So they want to actually work on a project basis ahead of this fund coming through, so that they can be ready, because it's important that they hit the ground running. And then there's also Transnet, which will work. These enterprises will work together, because Transnet also needs to help the coal situation, help these coal miners, because they need to export as well. So you can see Eskom getting some allocation at the port for coal exporting. So it's all being coordinated under the Public Enterprises umbrella, and they want to bring in, you know, industrialization, of course, into Transnet and wherever they can. In Denel, you know, it's got the broadband InfraCo and the Pebble Bed Modular Reactor, all the other activities that they do, they want to use this model.
It was interesting, because on Tuesday I had both Minister, in fact I had all three, Minister Malusi Gigaba, I had Brian Dumas from Eskom, as well as Brian Molefe, on the forum at 8. And Malusi on his own identified political will as a big issue, and he went on to say, I have lots of that. So he says he's willing to deal with this mine development fund issue immediately. Right then, physical gold demand for gold coins, gold bars and gold jewellery, Martin, is soaring to potentially record levels, boosted by currency turbocharging.
You know, this is the irony of the whole situation. We have, you know, speculators playing the futures market who have pushed our gold unbelievably. You know, you look at the price of $1,375 an ounce, and you just think, well, this doesn't stack up, because on the consumer side, people are falling over themselves in both the East and even in parts of the West to get their hands on physical gold.
That's
yet it doesn't have an impact on the price. So you have futures disproportionately pushing down the price. You know, those ETFs that got sold off at such a pace have put us in the market in such a severely damaged sentiment that, you know, because of the futures being played in the way they have, you can't come back. Even though it represents, if you're looking at all the gold on surface plus the normal purchase of ETFs, it's only about 1.5%, you know, of that physical gold. It has a major impact. And at the same time now, we see people saying, whoa, the currencies are in our favor. We're going to go and get our hands on coins. We're going to get our hands on bars and jewelry. And you see record sales there.
Oh, very, very complicated that one there, Martin. I really thank you very much all for coming through. Martin Krumah is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Colombo.